so what we didn't cover last time, just the ends of the daf from last time, was a very important, at least in principle, machloket rishonim, that's about the nature of avilut, that's the observances of shiva, at least in the broadest sense. So there are three shitot. First is the shita of the Gaonim, brought down by the Rif. That's the Gaonim were of the opinion that Avilut Shiva is Doraita. That's they learn it out from the fact that we see Yosef kept 7 days of Avilut for his father. That's and other instances of Avilut in Tanakh. That's they hold that at least the main observances of Avilut for the 7 days are Doraita. That's the Rishonim don't agree with that. That's the Rambam and the Rif are of the opinion that Avelut Yom Aleph is the Doraita. That's the Avelut of the first day, provided that's Yom Mita Ukvura. So if it's the same day, if the person is buried on the same day that they die, then the Avelut that is observed on that day is the Doraita. And the subsequent days are a takana of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchot Avot. That's the view of the Rambam, the Rif, and the Ramban as well. Then there's also the view of the Tosfot. Mm-hmm. Tosfot is the opinion that the whole of Avilut is Drabanan. And it's only Aninut, which is Doraita. And even Aninut, which is Doraita, that's the Doraita type of Aninut. That's meaning that we discussed this a few weeks back, the Issur of Achilat Kodshim. That's what's prohibited mid Doraita. And then mid Rabbanan, there was an Issur on Basaviyayin. And then also the Ptur from the Mitzvot. But Doraita, the only thing which is Doraita is the Aninut. And the Avilut Bichlal isn't Doraita, and the whole Shivat Yamim are Takanav Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's the Nafkamina that's between whether Avelut is Doraita or Drabanan? So, you know, it's not brought down really in many cases. Generally speaking, we have a principle in any event that's Halacha Kedivri HaMekel Ba'Evel, that we follow the lenient view as far as Avilut is concerned, which is, that's why the Rishonim say that Avilut isn't Doraita. That's the big nafkamina is, in actual fact, if there's a kavura, a person dies on second day Yom Tov, in Chutz La'aretz, and they're buried. So then, does Avilut apply on that day? Because if we say Avilut Yom Rishon is Doraita, so then you've got an ase midoraita of Avilut, and it should be doche the drabanan of Yom Tov Sheni. That's really the nafkamina there. But as we embark tonight on all the isurim of Avilut, so it's, you know, kedai to have that in the background. Now we will, at some stage, we're going to skip a big chunk, as it were, in the Shulchan Aruch. I think, in Shin Mem Hei, last week. And we're going now to all the dinim of the week of Shiva and Shloshim, starting in Simon Shin Pei. There's a lot of stuff to do with Kavura and Tumat Kohen and such things. So we're not going to deal with Tumat Kohen. As far as Kavura is concerned, and all those minhagim of the Tara and all that, it's important stuff, and I'm certainly happy that we can have sort of, you know, practical, so that's more in the realm of practical rabbinics rather than learning through the sugyas. So I'm certainly happy. I don't know how much people here have got a sort of focus on the practical rabbinate or not, but we can certainly have a share. Maybe we can do it as an extra share, you know, supplementary for people, those who are interested. That's, we could have a share on the practicalities of, you know, a Levaya and the Tara and all such things. Let's just look at the So the Rambam says at the very beginning, Halacha Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph Mitzvah Taseli Tabel Al Krovim Shneimar V'Achalti Chatat Hayom Ha'itat Beinei Adonai Ve'in Avilut Min HaTorah Ela B'Yom Rishon Milvad Shehu Yom HaMita V'Yom HaKvura Aval Shar HaShiva Yamim Ein Odin Torah Afa V'Shneimar B'Torah V'Hayas Laviv Evel Shivat Yamim Nitchna Torah V'Nitchad Shehalacha Moshe Rabbeinu Tikein Lahem Yisrael Shivat Yom Avilut Shivat Yomei Hamishteh. So that's the Rambam there at the very beginning. Now it's the beginning of Perek Hay. The Rambam tells us the 11 things that an Avel is prohibited in. Eilu Dvarim Shahavel Asur Bahen B'Yom Rishon Min HaTorah V'Shar Yamim Midivrehem. So he's going to, this is Perek Hay Halacha Aleph Hilchot Avel Asur L'Saper Haircutting, ulechabes, laundry, ulechots, washing oneself, ulasuch, anointing oneself, ulechamish mitatato, marital intimacy, ulinonet asandal, wearing regular shoes, ulasot melacha, to go to work, ulechrot medivrei Torah, to learn Torah, ulechkofet amita, to have his bed upright, that's not practiced any longer, we will touch it. Vlifroit Rosho, also not practiced any longer, that, but he's not allowed to have his head uncovered. There's a Dimatifat Arosh. Vlishol Shalom, and to greet people. Again, certain way of greeting people. That's 11 things. So we're not going to go through them in the order they appear in the Rambam. We're going to go through them in the order that they appear in the Shulchan Aruch. Those things apply the whole of Shiva, and some of them apply also during the Shloshim. So the first siman in Shulchan Aruch, as far as this is concerned, is Siman Shimpei, which deals with quotes that Rambam, and that essentially quotes that Rambam, and then deals with Malacha. So the Gemara in Moed Katan on Daf Tet Vav Amud Aleph Amud Bet has a whole, it's basically a whole daf really, that goes through all the dinim of Avelut and learns them out from various psukim. In terms of, one might have thought that, particularly seeing as the Rishonim hold that Avelut isn't Doraita, that maybe the whole Takana, all of, just Chazal sat down and thought, well, Avelut, how do we want a person to express their sense of mourning? That's, and let's just make a list of things which would be appropriate. That's, but what they did actually was they based everything on the Psukim in Tanakh showing models of Avelut. So the Gemara says there, Avel Asur Barasiyat Melacha, how do we know that? Dichtiv, this is a pasuk in Amos, Fafachti Chagechem La'evel. Okay, the pasuk says, I will turn your Chagim into mourning. Ma Chag Asur Bimlacha, so just as on a Chag you're not allowed to do Melacha, Af Avel Asur Bimlacha, so likewise an Avel is not allowed to do Melacha. Now, the first question we have to ask is, what are the parameters of this Issur Melacha? So, the Gemara on Kaf Alef Amud Bet, Tanu Rabbanan, Avel Shlosha Yamim HaRishonim Asur Bimlacha V'afilu Ani HaMipranes Min Hatzdaka. Even if you're broke, right, that's, and you're relying on people for tzedakah, that's, you're not allowed to do Melacha during those first 3 days. That's the poskim saying that if you're in a situation, you're in the middle of nowhere and you've got no money and nobody's going to give you tzedakah, that's, then you don't have to sleep and starve on the street for 3 days. But beyond that, even if you're an ani hamipranis min hatzedakah, you're not allowed to do melacha. Give us a chance. Let's go through a few lines and then we'll ask our questions. Mikan va'elach, from that point onwards, oseh betzina betoch beito, person can do melacha betzina, that's privately at home, that's va'ishatov abefelach betoch beita, and likewise a woman can use the spindle at home. Now, the question in the Rishonim, which is discussed, that is this heta of Mikan Ve'ilach Oseh Betzina Betoch Beito, does that apply only to Ani Hamit Parnes Min Hatzdaka, or does it apply that to everybody? That's, if we look at the Gemara, it's a little bit ambiguous. Everybody is osa during those first 3 days, and then mikan va'elach, and then after that, the Gemara certainly could read the Gemara as saying osa b'tzina b'toch beito. Okay, the issa malacha is only that for b'farhesia, but b'tzina you can do malacha. Or is it that no, v'afilo ani ha'pimenis ha'nestaka can't do malacha during those first 3 days? However, mikan va'elach, beyond that he can. That's the point of machloket. That's the Tosfot brings both possibilities. That's if we just look at the end of that Tosfot, that's v'lichnora nira dekevan di alfina mi v'hafachti chagechem la'evel. So Tosfot is saying, let's go back to the original source text that tells us that it's an Issa Malacha for an Avel. So that's the comparison with a Chag. So Ma Chag Zayin Inya Malacha Ayre. So just as Chag is 7 days, as far as the Issa Malacha is concerned, so also we'll assume that that applies equally to an Avel as well. V'gam Haram Masupak Dilma Ani Davka Kai. So we've got this machloket that's the Tosfot and the Ra hold that it's the heter of tzina applies only to an ani hamit punishment at staka, whereas Rabbeinu Shmuel holds b'chol avelim kai, it applies to everybody. But look at Ifrishit, so not like Tosfot himself holds. So that's a machloket rishonim, as I say, whether everybody can do melacha b'tzina after the first 3 days, or only anehem pineish menatzlaka. Yossi asks the question, why make this distinction of the first 3 days? We see in a number of cases, a number of halakhot, we'll see it as we go through, that the first 3 days are regarded as greater Avelut. The Gemara says that the first 3 days of Avelut are for Bechi, that's for crying. So we see that, perhaps emotionally and intuitively, that doesn't say that he cried for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I recall.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry.
There is perhaps just an emotional shift during the course of the week of Shiva. The first 3 days are more intense emotionally, and then the last 4 days a little bit less intense. So we see that reflected in a number of halachot as well, that where leniencies can be applied, that's usually from or after the third day. So it's a bit of machloket whether we say mitzat hayom kechulo with the third day.
The fact that it mentions Va'isha at the end sort of implies that we're talking more than the Ani.
So that's, again, you can learn it either way. Yeah. You can say that, the Ani does Malacha, and a woman doesn't do, a poor woman doesn't do regular Malacha, but she's Tova B'felach. Or it could be, as you say, that it's, all people can do Vitzina, and all women can be Tova B'felach.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
Robert, why is this? So you have this, 3 days in the Gemara.
Right.
Tosfot comes up with this with 7 days on his own, right?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no, in the sense that if we were to follow Rabbeinu Shmuel, then this would be unique amongst the 11 halachot of Shiva. That's intense. There's nothing else which applies only during the first 3 days. I mean, we make a distinction actually with regard to Sheilat Shalom as well, Shloshayamim Arishonim, but it still applies beyond that. But it's a bit of a chidush to say. So you're right. The straightforward reading of the Gemara very much supports what Rabbeinu Shmuel is saying. But what we know of Hilchot Avelut, in total, doesn't support that that position. In terms of, you know, we have a distinction between Yom Rishon, which is Doraita, and then Shiva and Shloshim and Yud Beit Chodesh. We don't consistently have a distinction between Gimel Yamim and Shivat Yamim. So I wouldn't say quite that Tosfot, you know, is just, you know, dragging in that. If anything, the Gemara is a bigger chiddush than what Tosfot's saying.
So
you were asking it. I think you were suggesting that Tosfot is the big chiddush.
Yeah.
I'd say the Gemara is the big chiddush. And Tosfot's really taking the logical position that, you know, it's a big chiddush to understand that the Gemara, even though that's the way the Gemara seems to be written, but it's a chiddush. If that is what the Gemara is saying, then that's a big chiddush that we've got a din that only applies during the first 3 days.
For the first 7 days, you can't do melacha, and then after the first 7 days, then you can do melacha?
Yeah.
Right, so it's just, he's just changing from 3 to 7, but otherwise everything else is the same.
No, because Tosfot holds that after the third day, Anihem Paranesh Minat Staka can do work but sinner.
Uh-huh. But melacha is after 7.
Correct. That's... Okay, let's look at another, that's Gemara, which is, so the first point we've discussed is really the duration of the Issa Malacha and the Parhesia Tzina dimension. Now we've got a question about what type of Malacha is included in the sense of Davar Ha'aved, for example. That's, I mean, you know, one of the questions, whenever you have an Issa Malacha, you have to ask sort of what do we have in mind? Are we talking about Issa Malacha in terms of Shabbat? You know, there could be a Havamina to say that, you know, anything that's prohibited on Shabbat is prohibited for an Avel. It's more likely that we would say that we're talking about Yom Tov, because V'hafrachti Chageichem. And even Yom Tov, there are dargot, so it's, you know, the 7 days is only going to be Chol HaMoed. So, you know, that's really our assumption, and that's really what our point of comparison is. It's with the Issa Malacha of Chol HaMoed. That's, you know, nobody's ever suggested that an Avel can't do a double knot in his shoelace. That's when he puts his plimsolls on in the morning. Right? Even though... that's, you know, that's a Kesher Shel Kaima would be prohibited on Shabbat and on Yom Tov. It wouldn't be prohibited on Chol HaMoed. Nobody suggested you can't turn on the light on, you know, for an Avel. That's, of course,
The Gemara did bring up the question of doing work, or lots of work on.
Fine. So, yeah, so, but what I'm saying is, you know, it might be, you know, there's during, you know, I mean, Chol HaMoed, you know, it'd be interesting to have you know, a series of shiurim on Dilei Melacha on Chol HaMoed, which not many people know the halacha properly of. But on Chol HaMoed, we're looking less at Avot Melachot rather than contexts. That's, you know, that's you can do anything if it's not anything, you know, but you can do many things if it's Tzarech HaMoed, then it'll depend, you know, if it's Maaseh Uman, etc., etc. And you've got the issue of Tircha, you know, you can do things on, you know, a general heter is, you know, Tzarech HaMoed. So you want to turn on the light, you can turn on the light because it's Tzarech HaMoed. That's the question would be, you know, during Avelut, that can you do even things which aren't, you know, for no tzorech at all? You know, I remember when we were learning Hilchot Chol HaMoed, this was the question, you know, you just want to stand there flicking the light switch on and off. Is that mutar asa? So if you want to turn it on and off, because that's what's giving you, that's your fun on Chol HaMoed, instead of going to Thorpe Park or Alton Towers, you want to turn the light on and off, so then that becomes Tzarech HaMoed. So it's kind of difficult to find a case where, you know, what you want to do this, it's not for the Tzarech of another time, but it's, you don't really need it. But, you know, that would be the question that comes up with regard to Avelut. Let's look here at an important Mishnah and Gemara. So Mishafachet Zita Viro Evelo Ones. So a person who has that put his he's harvested his olives and he's put his olives into the vat and he's turned them over once. That so he wants his olives basically that they're sort of pressing and the oil is dripping out. That's, and it seems that every day you have to turn over your olives and mush them round and press them a bit to extract the oil. Vera Avel Ones, and it became an Avel, or some other thing prevented him from taking care of it. Or Shetu Polim, or the workers just didn't show up. That's, so now this should have all been dealt with before Yom Tov. And it wasn't. So Chol HaMoed, Toin Korah Rishona, you can put the first beam or first plank of wood onto the olive press to weigh it down. That's, and then you take care of the rest of it after the Moed. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Omen Zolif, Gomev, Gaf, Kedarko. It's a case of Davar HaAved, so you can do everything that you need to do. So what we're seeing is, in the case of Davar HaAved on Chol HaMoed, that you can certainly do something. The machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is what exactly, how much can you do? Now, we're not going to go into now, we'll retouch on it slightly, you know, but a whole discussion in the Rishonim, of course, is what's the definition of Davar HaAved. Davar HaAved usually will mean that you're losing capital. All right, so you know the case here is with my olives. I've got all my olives in the olive press, and if I don't do anything to them for 8 or 9 days, mm-hmm. then you know they're lost. All right, so I had £1,000 worth of olives there. All right, you know, I could have had £1,000 worth of olive oil, and now it's all gone. You know, I can sell them for, you know, £25 to be used as, you know, as fuel on a bonfire for Lag BaOmer or something like Geffet, Psolet Geffet. Yeah, that's right. That's so that's a classic example of Davar HaAved, right, where I'm losing my capital. I've invested in something and I'm now going to lose the capital. Right? That's if I've got a shop which sells whatever. I've got dry cleaners. Right? And if I'm not open on Chol HaMoed, then I don't do any business. So that's not Davar HaAved. That's, you know, that's the reality of, you know, when I'm closed on Shabbat, you know, you close certain times, that you're not doing business. The question is, if I close on Chol HaMoed, you know, and I close every Shabbat, and I close during the 9 days because I'm a dry clean, and this and that and the other, that's then, you know, every time somebody walks past my shop, you know, non-Jew, they, you know, they see I'm closed, they're going to go somewhere else with their dry cleaning. So long term, I'll be out of business. You know, that's a question. Is that counted as Davar HaAved? Another classic example is, you know, I sell Easter bunnies, right? That's, you know, if I don't sell them during the week before Easter, you know, that, you know, week before Easter, I can sell each one for a pound. Week after Easter, I can sell each one for 10p. Now, it's true, they only cost me 5p. Right, so there, you know, I'm making a profit of 5p. But I could have made a profit of 95p. Is that Davar HaAved? We're not going to discuss that now. That was just to pique your interest. That's, but we'll see it a little bit. But you know, that's just to flag it up as part of the consideration. So the Gemara says, "Patach ba'avel b'siim b'moed." Hold on a minute. What's going on in the Mishnah? Started off v'iro avel. It became an Avel. And then it answers, Toin Korari Shonom Nichalach Aramoid. But it hasn't told, okay, so I understand the Ones happened before Yom Tov. Okay, but what about if a person becomes an Avel? So Amar Rav Sheshi B'Reid Raviti. Zoto Merit Dvarim HaMutarim B'Moed Asurim B'Mei Evlo. Okay, so this is indicating to us that things which are permitted on Chol HaMoed, Davar HaAved is a heter on Chol HaMoed, it's not a heter for an Avel to do melacha. Rav Ashi says, no, that doesn't make sense. Why doesn't it make sense? Because, Issa melacha on Chol HaMoed is generally assumed to be Doraita, and Avelud generally assumed to be Darabanan. It's bizarre that we should say that the Doraita Issa is stricter than the Drabanan Issa. So Rav Ashi Amar Lo Mibayka Amar Lo Mibabi Meev Lo Demit Rabbanan Hu. So certainly during Avelut, when the Issa Melacha is only Mid Rabbanan Vashare, that you can do things because you can do things which are Dava Aved Ela Afilu B'Moed Issa Melacha Midoraita. But Chol HaMoed, when the Issa Melacha is Doraita, B'Makom Pseida Sharu Rabbanan. In the case of a Hefsed, the Rabbanan said that you can do Melacha. So we've got a machloket amoraim here as to whether or not melacha is permitted for an avel in the case of davar ha'aved. Tani kavati derav sheshi brei derav idi. Eil dvarim ha'osin le'avel bimei evlo. So these are the things that other people, this is the key phrase, other people can do for an avel when he's during his shifa. Zeitav hafuchin, ta'anin lo. So if his olives are already in the press, they can press them for him. The chadol aguf, he's got barrels that need to be tarred, and he's already heated up the tar or whatever it is. Pishtano lahalot min ha-mashre, or tsumaro lahalot min ha-yore, or he's got his flax, which is soaking to turn it into linen. And if he doesn't deal with it, it'll just all rot. Or he's got wool which is being dyed. If he leaves it in, it will go the wrong colour. And they can water the field when it needs watering. Rabbi Yudo Omer Af Zorin or Sadeh Nir. They can even sow the field for him. Sadeh Ha'omedit Lefishta. Amru Loim Rotis Rabba Achitis Rabba Afelim Rotis Rapishtan Tis Rami Minache. Now they can't sow the field because field doesn't need to be sown this week. If you, okay, you wanted to sow one crop in it this week, you know, because this is the week to sow this crop. But you know what? If you don't sow the pishtan this week, you can sow the daffodils next week. So it's as good as. Rabbi Shimon Gamli Omez, a tapafuchin, full stop, full stop. Tis Rami Minache. So in any event, what we're seeing is, these are things that others can do, but the Avel himself can't do any of these things, even though it's Davar Ha'aved. So that brighter supports Rav Shesha, who said that an Avel is prohibited with Davar Ha'aved. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Zei Tav Hafuchin Ve'in Sham Uman Elahu. Now, okay, so we accept that he can't do even Davar Ha'aved. Why can't he do Davar Ha'aved? Because let somebody else do it on his behalf. What if there's nobody else who knows how to do this? He's the only person who knows how to press the olives. That's Kadola Guf Vein Sham Uman Elohu, Pishtanola Mimna Mish Mashrev, Tsmarola Lot Min Hayore, Vein Sham Uman Elohu, Harize Yaseb Sinna. So in the case of Davar Ha'aved, where there's nobody else to do it, he can do it, but sinner, that's in private. Yeter al-kein amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, im haya uman l'rabim, v'saf par u'balan l'rabim, v'higia et ha-regel, v'ein sham uman elahu, hare ze yaseh. Case where the whole community is dependent on him, then he's also allowed to do it. So, you know, the example is, he's the only barber in Stamford Hill. Right, you know, and you know, the 2 days before Pesach, the whole of Stamford Hill wants their hair cut. Right, so he can, even though he's an Avel, because other people are dependent on him, he can do it. It might be that this is not Melachto, okay, it's not his own Melacha, it's other people's Melacha. Maybe that's the reason why we can be a little bit makel there.
Well, on the contrary, I would have thought that because he's a Makom Pesach. He doesn't do this, it's, particularly 2 days before Pesach. It's boom time, isn't it?
Yeah, but that doesn't seem to be. That doesn't really seem to be what the. No, but the consideration is Vein Sham Uman Elahu. That's the point. It's Ein Sham Uman Elahu.
So
meaning,
if there were
two of them, right? If there were two of them. That's Reuven and Shimon are both barbers, right? They both usually make £1,000 during the 2 days before Pesach, right? This year, and they don't make much else during Nisan. This year, that's Reuven is an Avel, okay? So Shimon's going to make £2,000. That's a lot of lost revenue for Reuven.
Yeah.
Tough.
Yeah. Tough. Oh, yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's, so it's not because he's going to lose out. It's because the rabbin will lose out.
It's in the rabbin.
That's what it's. The rabbin will lose out. He's needed. He's required by the rabbin. So the big question is that why? No, that we've answered. Either according to Rav Shesha or according to Rav Ashi. That's the big question is, how can it be that we're so much more, according to Rav Ashi, how can it be that we're more makel in the case which is Doraita than we are in the case which is Drabanan? So the Rosh answers basically because there's a difference between Chol HaMoed and Avilut. Chol HaMoed, everybody's in the same boat. Whereas Avilut, you're not all in the same boat. That's Chol HaMoed, or an Avel, if you don't let him do Melacha, so he can find somebody else to do it for him. That's at least a Heta. That's in case of Dava Ha'aved. He can't just, if it's not Dava Ha'aved, he can't just say, listen, I don't want there to be a backlog on my desk when I go into work next week. I'm going to pay somebody to go in and do my work for me. That he can't do. But he can. In the case of Dava Ha'aved, why should we allow him to do it? Let him get somebody else to do it in the case of Dava Ha'aved. You haven't got that option on Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, everybody's Asur B'Melacha. So therefore, you've got to allow everybody to do Dava Ha'aved. So that's what the Rosh says.
The Maskana from the Rosh is that Ovel is not allowed to do even.
Correct.
But there's machloket about Chol HaMoed, whether it's Asur Midoraita or Midrabanan.
Correct. That's you're right. Certainly, the way this sugya is saying it, and this sugya says it mafurash that Isur Melacha on Chol HaMoed is Doraita. That's the main machloket in the Rishonim is, really, what does it mean? Doraita. That's the concept is Doraita, but the specifics, are Drabanan, etc., etc. But I mean, this is one of the proofs. This is the sugya, it's called Chagiga. That's it. It's a big toss up there in Chagiga. That's which discusses whether it's Asur Doraita or Drabanan. This is one of the proofs that it's Doraita. Certainly, according to this sugya. It's Doraita. That's Lemaisa, how we paskin, is a discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim. That's all we say with regard to Chol HaMoed. Even if it's only Asur Midrabanan, it's noteworthy that according to a number of Rishonim, it's Asur Doraita. I mean, this discussing a Chol HaMoed, but people are generally that's a bit casual about Isur Melacha on Chol HaMoed. And we shouldn't be, because, at least there's Deus in the Rishonim that says it's an Isur Doraita. So in any event, that's the chiluk that the Rosh makes. Look at the Bach. The Bach makes gives a different answer. When you're out of time, the Asru Dava Ha'aved, Ha'ali Dei Atzmol Ba'avel, Tvei Mimoed, Hu Mishum, the Ha'ali Dei Melachto, Yehei Tarud, Hu Mitpatel Me'avu Reiluto, Vishkach Reisho, Mash Enkein B'moed. So he says that if you do Melacha as an Avel, then you'll get distracted from your Avelut. That's not necessarily the case with Chol HaMoed. So even with regard to Chol HaMoed, I mean, that's the whole question. What's the reason for Isur Melacha on Chol HaMoed? So the Yerushalmi suggests the reason is so that otherwise Chol HaMoed can just become the Chol rather than the Moed. But I think the distinction might be that Avelut is essentially a Kiyum Balev. This is the whole Rav Soloveitchik has a whole mahalach on this. That's but Avelut is essentially an emotional and intellectual experience. Right? And all the Isurei Melacha come to support and enable that emotional experience. So therefore, that if you're distracted by other things, then automatically your engagement with the Avelut is reduced, and your kiyum of the Avelut is reduced. as opposed to Cholamoid, there isn't a Kiyum Shebelev of Cholamoid. That's okay. So fine. So when you have dinner, eat a sausage and drink a glass of wine. And nobody says that you have to have a sense of, Samachta b'chagecha throughout the entire day on Cholamoid. You can't do aveilut because that's at odds with the Samachta b'chagecha. But you can be in a parav state of mind. Whereas aveilut, the whole nature of aveilut is feeling bereaved. Once you go to work, then you're not going to feel bereaved.
If you like, Cholamoid is a description of the time, the day is the time, and aveilut is a description of the matzav of the person, the person is totally in aveilut, whereas the Cholamoid is the time the person happens to be in.
Yeah, but it's more than that. I think what I'm trying to say is that one could suggest, using the Bach and Rav Soloveitchik, is to say that if you do with aveilut, anything you do that distracts you from the aveilut means that you're in actual fact not being mekayem aveilut.
Because you're the avo.
Yeah, that's Tosfot gives another answer. Tosfot says, "Avo b'moyz hakinu kol shekin sheish lein akel b'shabbat de lo chashinan kol kach de lo lizalzel bay." So that's this is talking about an issue of melacha, but brings in this notion of zilzol cholamoid. If you allow davar ha'aved, that's not necessarily going to lead to a zilzol in the moed. Whereas with aveilut, once perhaps because it's not, there's no suggestion that it's doraita. Putting to the side the sheet in the gaonim, which the rishonim don't entertain seriously. So everybody agrees that aveilut is to rabbanan. So therefore, there's more of a concern that one might be mazalzel. Okay, let's look at Shulchan Aruch. Shin Pei wanted to look at if Bet Gimel Dalet Hay.
Is this Mishnah Brura Vav?
Sorry?
Is this Mishnah Brura Vav? This one?
Mishnah Brura.
You're good.
Sorry?
Oh, this is your day, okay.
Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shin Pei. Yeah, it's your day. We're in your day. Your day at Gimel. Yes.
You get it here. There's one here.
No, so there's one there. And it's all online. So, Sif Bet. Melacha Ketzad. Kol Gimel Yamim HaRishonim. Asur Bimlacha. Afilu Ani HaMipanesh Min Hatzdaka. Mikan Ve'ilach Imhu Ani Ve'ino Mayochal. Oseh Betzina B'toch Beito. V'isha Tova B'felach B'toch Beita. Right, so the Mechaber is paskening like Tosfot, right? That it's only Ani HaMipanes Minat Staka that's allowed to do Melacha after the first 3 days. But other people aren't allowed to do so. Aval Amru Chachamim, this is the Yerushalmi, I think, that's Aval Amru Chachamim, that a curse should be upon the neighbours if they allow him to do melacha. Meaning, it's true that Ani HaMipanes Min Hatzdaka can go out if he needs to and work. That's on after the third day. But really, his neighbours should make sure that he doesn't have to do that. They know he's very poor, right, so they'll provide for him. That's Kederach Shem Mutalich Tov B'chol HaMoed, Kach Mutalich Tov B'me Evlo, Afal Lo B'inyan Acher. So, interesting and important halacha there. That's even, writing, that's, you can only write in the same way that you can write on the Chol HaMoed. So it needs to be, Tzorach HaVeilut, Fadav HaAved, something you might forget, etc., etc. But Stam to, somebody say, that's want to post, your cousin's birthday card today. The Avil's wife says, I'm posting the birthday cards. Come and sign the birthday card. That, Lichara, you wouldn't be able to do. Not Dava Harvid. That's Sif Gimel. Shem Shu Asub Asiyat Melacha. So when we talk about Asiyat Melacha, we're not talking about only, that's manual labour. Kachu asol isav litein bischora. You can't do business either, even though there's not necessarily any avot melachot involved there. That's even that is prohibited. Afilu davar then if dalad afilu davar aved asor aved lasot bein hu bein avadav shivchotav, right? That's so. Basically, anybody in his family for whom he's responsible for, that's can't do it. That so the mechaber is paskening, you know, as we saw from the Gemara and the Rishonim, that's Avel that Davar Ha'Aved isn't particularly a heter. We'll see that qualified a little bit in Sif Hay in just a moment. Just look at Sif Gimel there in the Shach. So Banav Vnotav, Perush Sif Katan Gimel in the Shach. That's Perush Afilu Hem Gedolim Im Hem Smuchim Al Shulchano Ad Kan Shulotor. Meaning that, you know, if it's that Davar Ha'Aved, that so you've got an adult son, you know, I don't know, your Reuven is an olive oil producer, and his son, adult son, is an accountant. Right, and all his olives have been put into the olive press. Right, then Reuven can his adult son can come and take care of them. It's just his, you know, unless his son was, you know, working with him, that's and you know dependent on him for, you know, the son would work for his father and his father would would feed him and everything. So then it's like the son's part of his father, but otherwise he's not. Now, if hey, I saw last night melachto al yedei achirim, I feel oved kochavim. So in general, you can't even get employ somebody else to do your melacha. Ela im kein hu davar ha'aved, unless it's davar ha'aved. So you can get other people to do it if it's davar ha'aved. She davar ha'aved mutar lasos al yedei achirim. I feel davar ha'asur b'moed mishum tircha mutar. Va feel hu ma'ase uman. Right. So with davar ha'aved on chol ha'moed, right. There's both a leniency and a stringency. The leniency is that you're allowed to do it, as opposed to an avel where you're not allowed to do it. The stringency is even davar ha'aved on chol hamoed. There's certain types of davar ha'aved you can't do. Right, so if there's tircha yatera, that's if it's maase uman, many instances you can't do even davar ha'aved. Right, whereas that's in avelut. Because it's somebody else doing it, and that person's not an avel, so then they're not restrained by the considerations of tircha or maase uman. V'yeshomrim. Now look at the Rama. V'yeshomrim. Dim lo yuchal lasot al yedei achirim hu davar ha'aved, mutar lasot ha'avel ba'atzmo. Right. So if other people can't, if there's nobody else to do it, and it's davar ha'aved, you can do it yourself. Again, we're seeing this chiluk in this umlacha after the first 3 days. So what we seem to have here in the Rama is that the Rama in Shulchan Aruch is that an avel can't do even davar ha'aved, but if there's nobody else to do it, then he can. That's provided it's after the first 3 days. Or even within the first 3 days, if it's Hefsed Merubah. Hefsed Merubah is a little bit different to Davar Ha'aved. Davar Ha'aved is you're going to have a small loss. Hefsed Merubah is you're going to lose half your fortune. That's, one person's half their fortune is another person's entire fortune. But that's besides the point. Okay, let's go on a little bit. That's very important halacha now. Let's look in the Gemara, in the source sheets, there's a riff. Riff in Moed Katan says as follows. The riff quotes the Yerushalmi. Shnei achim, shnei shutfin, shnei chen vanim, sheira lachad mehen davar, harei lunoa linchanutam. So the Yerushalmi says you've got two partners, one of whom became an Avel. The whole business has to close down. Now, this is... it's bad enough. You know, a person's an Avel, he's got to close his own whole business down. If he's a partner with somebody else, even has to close the business
down. What's happened to the somebody else can do for him if it's Davar
HaAved? Remember, it's not necessarily Davar HaAved. If it's Davar HaAved, that would be a different case. Mm-hmm. But Davar, not everything is Davar HaAved. You know, it's not Davar HaAved. You know,
business over there.
No, not necessarily. You know,
opportunity cost, isn't it?
That is exactly. Opportunity, firstly, opportunity cost. You know, I mean, there are different types of business, right? So,
opportunity cost.
If your opportunity cost is what I could have sold this week, that's if Yossi doesn't sell any bread this week, he can't sell twice as much next week, right?
Correct.
Everybody's gone to somewhere else, okay? But that's the question: is that regarded as Davar HaAved, right? That's okay. He hasn't earned money this week, but it hasn't cost him anything. He hasn't lost anything. Well, since discussed, if you've got to pay your workers in any event, then that might be Davar HaAved, right? But a person's a one-man baker, right? So one-man baker, it hasn't cost him anything. He just he's lost an opportunity to earn. Well, that's the whole nature of what the Issa Menacha is, right, essentially. Now, you'll have other types of business where, of course, you know, it's not like that at all. You know, if you're an accountant, right? So if you close the business this week, right, you'll just work twice as hard next week. You've got a pile of tax returns. You know, it's the second week in January. Right, so you wanted to get all the tax returns. You know, get through. You know, 100 tax returns this week. You know, every week in January, 100 tax returns. No, so next week you'll get through 200 tax returns. You know, so that, you know, there's bichlal no Davar HaAved there. So certainly we can be talking about. You know, let's make life simple. At least in terms of first understanding the sugya. All right, so let's say we're talking about that type of business, right, where, you know, or a person's a garden.
What happens if you have a factory?
I said, let's make life simple.
Well, because this is the kind of situation that I faced.
Yeah, okay. So, again, the parallels question comes up with Cholamoid. Exactly the same questions come up with Cholamoid. I mean, it would seem, prima facie, that... You've got to shoulder that loss.
Yeah.
That's in terms of that is the nature of Issa Menacha. Just like you have to, you know, absorb it on Shabbat. You know, so you have to absorb it on, for Avodah. We'll see that qualified a little bit. And I want us to look at the Bavli. That's just a moment. But this will be interesting. One of the things we'll see in the Achronim is that different and perhaps more complex economic realities make the Achronim reassess the situation in terms of, generally speaking, not exclusively, but generally speaking, the Rishonim and certainly Chazal were looking at very primitive and unsophisticated business models. You know, that, you know, you had, you know, Shnei Shutfin. You know, that was it. Maybe sometimes you had three Shutfin. You didn't have the notion of, you know, a factory with 100 workers. You know, I doubt in the times of the Rishonim anybody, you know, employed, apart from the king, you know, employed 100 people. That's, in one factory. That's maybe occasionally very wealthy, you know, had a network of people across the country. Yeah, but, you know, that's if you were an employer, you probably have three or four employees, you know, who that's probably paid as day workers. And most of the type of things that you were doing, that's, either you weren't going to make a big loss or could be made up, you know, the following week. You know, you manufacture fork heads, right? That's so fine. You know, you produce, I don't know, 100 fork heads a week, right? So you don't, you're closed this week. So next week, over the next month, you'll just do another 25 each week. And if you only do another 20, each week, say, okay, you lost a bit, but it's not a problem. No.
But just one question. Why the shutoff should bear the loss?
Oh, okay. So, I had this the last cohort as well. That's hold your horses. That's okay. Let's see as we go through the sugya, and then see if there are any questions. So Mary on Beray Durat, so the Gemara in Moed Katan says as follows. Mary on Beray Durat, binu ma Beray Durat, acha Beray Durafa, havenuhu gamla de Torah, they had a pair of oxen, bahade hadadi, together. Okay, so each one owned an ox, or more likely in actual fact, they both owned the two oxen. Right? You plow with a pair of oxen. So they owned two oxen between them. Itra be milta be marbere drav acha bere drava. So marbere drav acha became an avel. Upaske ligamle. And he put the pair of oxen on hold. Right? He said they can't go out and work this week. Amar Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi said, Gavra rabba ke marbere drav acha avat hachi. Such a chosh of a man did something like this. As Yossi has said, Naim dilif sida didei lo chayish, ata acherim lo chayish. That's fine. He doesn't care if he's lost out. He's an avel. But, you know, what about his partner? Vartanya. We've learned, im hayu muskarin u muhkarin etzel acherim, hareinu yasu. You know, we've got this principle, he's saying it in a little bit different way than Yossi's has been saying it, but essentially that if your kalim, your oxen, are being used by somebody else, you've let them out to somebody else, then they can use them. So here also, you know, there's a partnership. We've got two oxen ploughing. The Avel will withdraw from the partnership, as it were, and the other one should be able to carry on ploughing. So who suffer? The answer is Adam Chashuv Sha'ani. Marbaret Rav Acha was an Adam Chashuv. And therefore it was different. He had to go kind of lifnim mishurat adin. It's not clear that it's lifnim mishurat adin. It might be that really it was permitted, but he's an Adam Chashuv. Everybody knows these oxen. He's part of these oxen. So they see the oxen ploughing. They won't know that it's because of the partner that they're ploughing. They'll think that, oh, this is a man who's in Avelut and his ox is still ploughing. Right? Whereas if it's just some schnips from somewhere who nobody really knows, I didn't even know he had an ox. Right? You know, it's like if you've got your name on the side of the tractor, right? Cohen's Tractors, right? And it's Cohen and Goldberg, and Mr. Cohen's an Avel, right? And the tractor's still going. So it's Adam Chashuv, it's public to everybody. Now, the Rosh picks up on the fact, as do other Rishonim, in actual fact, there seems to be a machloket between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. From the Bavli, it seems that if you've got partners, that's a shutfut is permitted. If you haven't got partners, whereas the Yerushalmi says if you've got partners, it's not permitted. So that would seem to be a machloket. However, if we look in the Ravid, in the Rosh, the Rosh quotes the Ravid, who suggests a way of tidying it up. V'aravid zalik shem Yerushalmi agmara didan. The tirates, devadai no alin chanutam, vein hashutaf mitasek besek hashutfut, Befar Hesya. Aval Bevator Mitasek Be'esek HaShutfut. Bafal Pishek Cholkin Bischar. So the Ravid says there's no machloket between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. The Yerushalmi is talking about Befar Hesya, and the Bavli is talking about Betzina. But they both agree that Befar Hesya you can't do it, which is why the Bavli says with an Adam Chashuv, it's essentially, it's Parhesia, and therefore he can't do it. Whereas the Bavli, the Yerushalmi, is talking that is talking Bichlal about where it's absolutely parhesia. So you've got a shop, the shop says Cohen and Goldberg. Right? So everybody knows that Cohen and Goldberg. Now it's Mr. Cohen is an Avel, and the shop's still trading. Right? So that would be a problem. Whereas if it's just two oxen. Nobody knows whose oxen they are. They're two oxen out in the field. Mm-hmm. Unless you own an ox that's striped like a zebra, so nobody knows that that's your ox. So let's see how Shulchan Aruch paskens. Sif Kaf Aleph.
You can sit at home, work on his laptop, and that's not a
problem. Exactly. It would seem that he can even sell things. That's just, come round the back. Livery. Look at Seif Kaf Aleph. Shnei Shutvin Chen Vanim Sheira Evel Lechad Mehem Noalin Chanutam Shelo Yaseh Hashutaf Befar Hesia. Right, so the Shutaf can't work Befar Hesia, saying like the Ravid. Aval Yachol Asot Betzina Betoch Beito Afilu Beisek Hashutfut Vim Ha'Avel Adam Chashuv Vashutfut Nikra Al Shemo. Right, so it becomes public. Shafilu im yaseu betzina b'toch beito yadua sheish la'avel chelek bo. Aso l'sheni la'asot, afilu b'toch beito. So, of course, the big question is, this is a, really big question in terms of, you've got a business that's, Morgan Stanley, right? Enormous firm. Is Mr. Morgan or Mr. Stanley either in Jewish? Anyway, imagine Mr.
They were very American.
Imagine Mr. Morgan was J.P. Morgan, isn't that? That's what we call it. Well, one of the big firms.
Lehman Brothers.
Lehman Brothers, right?
Mr.
Jewish. Right, Mr. Lehman is an Avel. That, the whole...
play about that.
The whole place is named after it. Yeah. Let's look at a shach, Sifkat and Kaf Gimel, Befar Hesia. Zesor Telemashi Kadav Bevet Yosef, Unyan Halacha, Kevan Shaharif, Baharamba Maskimin Deachat, Hachinaktinan. For 80 Bevet Akabai, Shetikin Divarash Bevet Yosef, Serechili, Hachinaktinan, Kiturutsa shall arrive it. Kachin Divre Rabbeinu. About Tarkin and the Kevin the Katav Hakinan, Kinan de Reha Rifa Rambam, Akatav Kitur, so shall arrive it. Havatai, Harifa Rambam, Mimchalkin Bain Sin and the Farhashek arrive it. To Mashma Baharosh, Varambam, Vay Yosef and Shal, Vayim Bit Shiva Mahar Shal. Right, so the Shach is actually, seems to be paskening not like against the Shulchan Aruch, thinks the Shulchan Aruch is too makel. Right, that's the Shach wants to paskin like the Rif, and the Rambam who simply say that any shutfut is prohibited, even but sinner.
That's the Shach.
That's the Shach.
Well,
the Shach paskin like the Rambam and the Rif. Yeah. Okay, there's two important pitchei tshuvas. Sifkat and Dalad. That's so this is really important because the Achronim started, as I say, encountering situations where number one, the firms were bigger, number two, the economic realities were more complex, and number three, there was a lot of poverty around as well. And so, certainly in Europe, at certain times. That's, you close your business for a week. That's, if you're living anyhow, sort of hand to mouth, that's, and you close your business for a week, especially if you're accumulating costs, you've got to pay your workers or the rent on the building or whatever, you've worked out, you factor in that, okay, I can be closed for 52 Shabbatot a year, and I can be closed for, Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed and everything, right? Yeah, but where your margins are very tight, You know, it can be debilitating. So I'm bitchuvat chatam sofer simin shin kafdal shenishal me rav echad or dot shenagu beiro da onen mocher chanuta bischorot leechad mimyudav who nosim notin kol yimeha eval. So in some place they had, when a person was an onen, he would go and sell the business to a third party, then the business would carry on trading, but it would belong to somebody else. So Chatam Sofer says, well, I know in some places what they do is when a person's got a relative who's a goseis, right? You know, he's trying to spend time with his dying father, and the Beis Din will send somebody round to make sure that he's mevatel the shutfut. Because you know, when you're an onen already, that's, as we learned a few weeks ago, at least according to the, you know, the way Paskin, you know, many of the dinim of Avelut apply. An onen can't do malacha, so how could you sell your business? That's whilst you're an onen. So better to take care of it whilst the relative is a goseis. That works fine if the relative's a goseis. If he dies from a sudden heart attack, it's a bit more problematic on many levels. Okay, so the Avel doesn't get any of the profits, and the Shutov gets all the profits. And if the Shutov wants to be generous and say, afterwards, listen, you know, I got twice as much as I was expected that week, you know, I'll split it with you. He's allowed to. But he certainly doesn't have to. So the Chatam Sofer thinks that's a good idea. Shaharei mocheh elo b'sha sha'atayin ha'karov chai. Alfa b'nosei didan k'shizom e'b'chanuto. Yomru s'chirohu. Afilu yadu shemachar al yedei ne'emaneh ha'kehila. Hu be'inahem k'chokha v'itlula v'harama ba'alma. Vu onen v'inu yachol la'anot amein al-bracha. U'miyatilim kos chorato. You know, you can't go and sell your whole business when you're an onen if you're not even allowed to say kriyat shema. Omnan yesh lil mod ktsat zechut al amatirim dal harov lo yichlu libatel mischorotam kol zayon yimei ha'evel. Mamtzim lahem heter acha gimul yamim for omrim shu dava ha'aved kishayaya ra overet. That means you've got a once in a blue moon business opportunity. Vein ba melit panes chadomeh. Al kein bacharu habara b'miyuto levatel ketsat b'shat haninut, debilav hachi ikapelukta v'lismacha meikul ba'evel, sheyamod acher b'chanuto al yidei haramat mechira la'acher, v'al yidei zeh yepinui lehitabel yimei evlo. Kedino, v'im kein ein da'ati nochem ha'mekil, v'im ki ein da'ati nochem ha'mekilin, v'kom yakom yish ein limchot b'koach, mutav shiyu shok again. So what he's saying is that, you know, we've got difficult economic circumstances. Right, that's had the business closed for a whole week. That's you know, it's really not realistic. That so we'll have to regard that as being like Dava Ha'aveit. Right, Dava Ha'aveit. Then you know, after the first 3 days, that's you know, you can certainly be Meikol Al Yedei Acher. That's and you know, we'll allow it. You know, we'll allow it in that regard. And if the, you know, if he's mevatel the partnership rather than selling it, because he can't really sell it while he's an owner, but he's mevatel his chelek. So, you know, I don't think, Chatham Sofer said, I don't think it's a terribly good answer, but, you know, it's, you know, I don't think we need to put up a cruz in the Jewish Tribune about it. That's, and there are worse things in Jewish communal life. That's
so he's allowed to sell his.
No, he didn't say he's allowed to at all. He said he's not allowed to, but you know, if he has to, then that's like kind of what we're going to do. What we're going to do.
From a practical rabbinics point of view, what do you say?
Well, I have to say, from a practical rabbinics point of view,
you've never come across this.
I've never come across it, to be honest. Meaning, I've never had a from Avel. I assume I've had one or two people who own businesses. But I've never had an Avel who is, who has a business.
Lots of workers.
That, that needs, you know, that, that has had a problem with closing it down.
And they've all closed.
I mean, I know some people, they've closed their business for the week. Now, again, you know, if you're a small, you know, if you're a one-man accountancy firm, you know, and you've got a secretary, right? That's, you know, so you close it for the week. What if you've got a 20-person accountancy firm?
Well, they're fee earners.
Sorry? Yeah.
Well, they're probably partners in the business.
Well, that's it. You know, the other question will be, you know, if you've got... Yeah, I'm not entirely sure, you know, what is parhesia, what is, you know, sinner, we need to finish off that. But I understand a shop is parhesia, right? An accountancy firm.
So what about a factory?
Well, an accountancy firm, is that parhesia? Or you could say is a factory parhesia. Yeah. You've got a factory on an industrial estate somewhere, right? That's... I was going to say, let's say you've got a number one. So a person's a partner. If it's his own firm, it's he's the sole partner, like sole, you know,
sole owner, sole proprietor.
Yes, that's he's got 20 people working for him. Nichara, he has to close, right? Unless it becomes Dava Harved, in which case
his workers is paying has to.
Yeah, in which case. He can, in which case, after Gimel Yamim, certainly, he'd be able to be open. Now, the question is, you know, let's say a person's a partner in an accountancy firm. Now, if you've got 10 partners, because one of them becomes an Avel, that's, you know, so certainly based on the Rivid, that, you know, that wouldn't be a problem to still be open. It's not, you know, even if it's Nikra al Shamor, but it's probably not Nikra Shemoy, it's 10 partners. You know, that's, and it's Betsina. I think there'd be room to be making. Let's just run through the Aruch HaShulchan and then we'll finish. So the Aruch HaShulchan addresses this as well. What you're seeing here is, you know, both with the Chatam Sofer and the Aruch HaShulchan, you're seeing that the model, the economic model that they were dealing, or the economic reality they were dealing with, was different to the model that, you know, Chazal were referring to. In the big cities, you know, people can't close their businesses down for a whole week. I don't understand how the Marashal can be so makil. Now, this is classic Aruch HaShulchan, right? The Aruch HaShulchan likes to believe that people are frum. I don't know ways that came out. Likes to believe, I mean... I didn't mean that in a cynical way. The Aruch HaShulchan generally believes that people are from and they're doing the right thing, and they're certainly trying to do the right thing. We've got to work out how it is they're doing the right thing. This is the market season, right? You know, Cholamoid, you can sit in your shop, you know, otherwise, you know, it's just, you know, this is when you can sell, you know, do the best business of the year, even though it's parhesia. Right, Right? So, you know, that these shuts, in principle, that the shutoff should lose out of it. You know, that's just the nature of a shutoff. You know, sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. Right, you're buying everything on credit, you're borrowing money, right, to pay, you know, if you don't move your stock, then, you know, you're just accumulating debts. Right, so you know what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying in broad terms is, you know, if it's real Hefzer Merubah, you know, then, you know, you're going to have to be open. But do your best not to. If it's real Hefzer Merubah, then you can rely on that. As a
heter,
yeah, yeah, but again, you know, it's the question is that, you know, how we're understanding, you know, that hefsed, you know, exactly that, you know, the it's a different type of davar haavid. That's our problem. That's, you know, classic davar haavid is where you're losing the capital. Here, you're not losing the capital. That's, but you know, your expenses are still going to be big, or your opportunities are going to be big. That's on the other hand, you know, if it's, you know, you can close, you know, certainly if you can close down, then you should close down. That's, if you're going workers. To have to, if you're going to have to pay your workers, it's, in any event, yeah. Right, then lichora that would be a hefzer merubah. But again, I don't know exactly what sort of, you know, contemporary business models are necessarily, you know, that's you know, a lot of businesses, you know, they close down for the 2 weeks over you know, the end of December. Fine, you know, you close down, you absorb the loss, you get goodwill from your workers, that's you know, etc., etc. You know, it all depends on the it depends somewhat on the circumstances. That's okay. Ad kan with this week's share. Next week.